This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Getting kicked out of a business is a big deal. I don't know anybody who's ever been banned from a business. And I know people who've done some really bad stuff in businesses.
I'm actually kind of surprised you've never been banned from a business.
I don't think I have.
I don't think you have either.
Yeah. But a woman was banned from Walmart. And yeah. Katie has the details, not just about the banning, but her triumphant return.
So, shocker, happened in Florida. Okay. Now, this woman is like 59 years young. And she saunters her way into a Walmart and they nab her. They go, No. You're not allowed to come in here.
Do we know what her name is?
It doesn't say her name, which is really...
All right.
Kathleen!
Kathleen.
Oh, boy.
Her name is Kathleen Hagen, and she's 65.
Oh, even better than 59.
Yeah. So she wanders in there and immediately is stopped by the Walmart staff. They go, you can't be in here. You've been banished from this store.
Right.
We're calling the cops because now you're trespassing. And the reason that she was banished and was now... trespassing by being back on the property was because she was caught stealing from this Walmart just like at the beginning of July.
Okay.
So wow. Very, very recently.
Wow.
Okay. Now you might think to yourself, it's not a small town in Florida that she lives in. Surely there are other Walmarts. And there are.
Okay.
So Kathleen, why? Why do you go back to this Walmart? You know you can't be here. She goes, I know. Well, then why'd you do it? Two answers. Number one, she says, didn't think they'd catch me.
Well, boy, is that a Katie answer if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. Well, I did the thing I'm not supposed to do because I didn't think anybody was going to find out.
Right.
Okay. Second, though, and this was the real reason why she had to go back to that Walmart specifically, they have the best Diet Pepsi.
It's like fountain drink?
No.
What?
She believes that the cases of Diet Pepsi that this particular Walmart sells is the superior cases of Diet Pepsi in Ocala, Florida.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's picked up now. Another thing you should know about Kathleen, she did have a warrant for an arrest for a different crime.
No, it doesn't sound like Kathleen.
So sadly, she is still in jail.
Wow.
And I don't think she's getting out anytime soon. At least, I don't think she can post bail.
I kind of wish she could. I'd pay the bail just to get her back on the streets. Because she's
got to get that Pepsi back in her
veins. Well, she's fun.
You think she's fun? If I were banished from an establishment as big as Walmart.
Right. I am also shocked that you've never been banned from a place, too.
What would I have been banned for?
A lot of things.
Don't say stealing. I do not steal from businesses, and you know that.
Oh.
We have seen you steal from businesses.
You've seen, a restaurant?
Yes, okay. Restaurants are businesses.
Okay, that's when I get a little drinky, I get a little stealing. And all I do is I'll like take forks and put them in my friends' purses.
Right.
So the next day when they wake up, they text, why do I have salt and pepper shakers in my purse?
Right.
So that can happen to anybody.
Good.
But I would never go to a store and be like, I'm going to put this in my pocket. Mm-hmm. I never have, not in my entire life, not even as a kid, and I never will.
Okay.
But if I was kicked out of something as big as a Walmart,
yes,
would I return thinking, there's no way they're going to remember me?
Right.
Yes.
Of course.
Of course I would.
And I, you know what? I'm not going to fault you on that. I would too.
Yeah.
And let's say for instance.
I would say you and I wouldn't even blend in as well as Kathleen. Kathleen looks like every 65-year-old woman. She got a short, no muss, no fuss haircut.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
She walks around her little mootsie tootsie old lady slides.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And
probably some sort of tasteful moo-moo.
Yeah, and her little clickety-clack nails.
So at the very least, here's what I would do. Let's say Gavin makes the local news, okay? Radio personality banned from the Roseville Galleria.
Now, you would be banned not for doing anything really too terrible, but you would be banned for, like, arguing about, like, an expired coupon.
Something like that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be
a grievance.
It would be a grievance.
Okay. I would return, but I would either wait until I grew facial hair,
okay,
or shave facial hair off.
I see.
And I'd put a hat on,
yeah,
and a sunglasses, thinking, got him again.
Yes.
Okay? Did Kathleen even do anything to try to change
her
appearance?
Didn't put on a mustache and funny nose glasses.
That'd be hilarious if she did put on a mustache. Kathleen!
Who?
Yeah.
I don't know who Kathleen is. Where's your Diet Pepsi?
Was she planning on paying for the Diet Pepsi this time?
Is that a question?
Yeah.
No?
I think because she's not going to draw that much attention to herself, so she probably would.
That's good.
Yeah.
She comes back and be like, I was here to pay my debt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.